Despite the endless supply of resources that the internet has brought into our lives, there is no doubt that we haven't had time to wrap our heads around privacy implications. And unfortunately, this happens to involve children and generally underage users as well. What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Antisocial, a podcast by Gadgets Africa, where we talk everything tech and web culture. I am your host, Wawero Dennis. And of course, we are talking about online privacy for children, especially on social media sites. And to do this, I would be regarded as a madman if I talked on my own. I am joined by two guests. Well, one of them is not really a guest, more of a regular on this podcast, Saruni Maina, our editor. Saruni, how are you doing?
I am good and happy to be back here after a short hiatus. The whole podcast had disappeared for a while, so I'm glad to see things, the engines revving again.
Yeah, and of course we're joined by a special guest who I will do injustice if I went ahead to introduce her, so I'll let her introduce herself. Gloria.
Hi guys, thank you for having me here. I'm Gloria Chadota. I know it's a difficult name, but African names are difficult like that. But yes, it's Gloria Chadota, and I'm a TikToker and also a nurse by profession.
Wow.
Those are two very different and wide professions, if I may call them.
Nurse who actually finds time to make TikTok videos, and yet we are here. Anyway. What else can we say? We are mostly here. Let's start with the conversation. Online privacy, not just for children, actually, but for the general public as well. And this is a question that I would pose to mostly, well, both of you, Saruni and Gloria. Does privacy exist in this digital era for kids and adults? And does it really matter? I think we'll start with Saruni. Do you feel like privacy actually exists? Online privacy exists?
If I'm to answer the question generally, then I'd say online privacy exists, but it's up to you as an individual to ensure and maybe to control how much of that privacy is existent. I know I'm using words to explain words, but I hope you understand me. Like, you yourself, you're the only one who can determine how much of your information is out there. And as much as these platforms like Facebook, Google, and the likes who are always trying to gather information about us and have data on us, I still think that it's up to the individual to ensure that only the information they want to be out there is out there. And now when that comes to children, I think that is also the role of parents, and probably that is why we also have Gloria here with us, because, you know, I am not a parent, so I'd probably not be the best to explain how things are. But what I can just mention as something I've observed is, you know, there is one part of posting your child on social media, and then there's the second part of opening an account for your child on social media. And I think those are two different things that mean different things to different people. I have no problem with people posting their children on social media. You know, it's just a post, it's fine. But if you go the extra mile of opening an account for them, then I think that's something that needs a study to be able to understand exactly the psychology behind that.
Gloria, do you feel like online privacy exists, especially in this digital era?
It does exist. And as Aruni said, it's generally dependent on you as the primary giver of information on what you put out there. Because if you choose to put out there everything that is about you, then there will be no privacy. But if you choose to limit what your viewers see, then you have accomplished that in a way.
I had a different answer, but we will get back to that later. I think to my second point, mostly focusing now on kids, especially this question I'll actually pose to our guest, Gloria. Do you think kids should really engage in social media? And if so, at what age exactly should it be okay for them?
I think kids should engage in social media because there's digital experience that is actually a good thing, because a good thing and a bad thing, but a good thing in the sense that get information through the social media platforms. However, I think there should be an age limit as to when they should be able to engage in this kind of interaction. And for me, I think the age above 13 is okay, as long as they are still being monitored by their parents up to a certain age.
So I don't know if you, so I don't know if you had a kid, at what age will you accept for them to be on Instagram with you, together with you?
For me, I'd go slightly higher than Gloria. I'd say 18 when the government regards
what?
It as legal.
Wait, 18.
Well,
you're telling me they'll stay all their whole high school life without social media? That's impossible. That's almost impossible.
It's not impossible. I think it's possible. And the reason I'm saying this is, you see, what is social media today is probably not what will be social media when my child is turning 18. Things are different and they're evolving every day. Like when I was a teenager, I probably joined social media. I think I joined Facebook in 2012. And at that time, I wouldn't say social media was toxic. Social media was actually a very friendly place where you got to know people. The people I met through social media, who I still know until date. But if you look at, let's just say, Twitter today, it's a whole total different ballgame, you know? Like, for a child to be on Twitter today, that must be either a very strong child who's probably emotionally dead, or this is a child who will be haunted by the things they'll see and hear on Twitter. And it's not just about the toxicity levels that are there, but even there's even more prevalence of things like porn on Twitter. You know, like, there's just so much that has evolved with social media that I think for now, kids today and kids yesterday are probably experiencing different levels of social media. And I think that's why more parents are becoming more cautious on what their children are doing on social media today than they were yesterday.
I really still feel like social media, because when I joined, I actually joined when I was like in form one, form two, and it was actually out of peer pressure. Like, everyone was joining Facebook that then. I was not that old to join MySpace. But 18 still such, it's so old to join social media, especially regarding when at that time people will be joining, like when they are kids. So I really pray for your kid that he'll be able to adapt to the peer pressure that will be there.
They just won't have Facebook and Twitter.
YouTube is not social media.
They can have TikTok too. I actually like TikTok because, you know, TikTok I've seen is more of a family friendly place. Like, it's very hard for you to go through TikTok and find something that you're like, why is that on social media? As opposed to Facebook and Twitter. So I think they can have TikTok and they can have YouTube. But for the mainstream social media, like Twitter and Facebook, that is a definite no. And Instagram as well.
I'm pretty sure TikTok has done some stuff to improve privacy for users and for Android users, children. But what do you think sites like TikTok itself can do to improve online privacy for users who are adults and even children just to engage in social media?
Okay. First of all, they will always look to improve our security as users. But already there's feature, and there's a feature that they have already launched this year around April, I think, and it's the family pairing feature, whereby it allows the control of privacy to some level. One of the ways is by you as the user, as the primary user, as an adult, limiting certain activities on your account. Like, you could disable people from directly messaging you on the app. You could limit your commenters, like people who comment on your content. You could limit them, and you could also limit the words they use, specifically the words they use. And Yeah, and of course you could also, there's also the block part of it where you feel like this person is infringing too much on my privacy and I don't want to see any more content from them or any more comments from them. And then as a parent now, you could access your teenager's account, anyone above 13 and up to the age limit of what you decide as a parent or as parents. So you could go to the settings and try to put like different privacy settings on this teenager's account. Like for example, you could limit the same way, you could limit people who message them. You could limit the people who see the kind of content your teenager watches on the app. Yeah. And you could also make your teenager's account private so they are not discoverable. And you could also limit their search engine, like completely put it away and put it off so that they don't have to search for hashtags, certain hashtags. They don't have to search for certain sounds that are out of their limit. They don't have to search for certain people. Yes. And other than that, there's the big community guidelines where we as users are not allowed to post content that goes against them. And before we post our videos and they're actually on the For You page or they're on in the public eye, they have to go through reviews before they're posted, before they're allowed to be posted into the app. So yeah, TikTok, I feel like out of most of the apps that I have interacted in and with, I feel like TikTok have really tried a lot to generally cover the scope of family and put us to quite an amount of level secure and private.
Well, that's not something that we relate to every social media site. It's really good to get doing that. Saroni, which I think I'll post you as old as you are, will you be okay with your parents controlling as much online activity as TikTok wants parents to?
Well, I'd say let me think like a teenager. I'm not too far ahead of that, but I think
okay.
I'm not that old, man.
How many years? Anyway, how many years do you have to subtract?
I think as a teenager, that they probably have a problem with it, you know, because as a teenager you're probably defiant. I know even Gloria can attest to that. They're thinking, why am I being controlled? You know, all those things. But as a parent, I think all that is happening on TikTok is something we need on Instagram. I don't think kids care about Facebook and Twitter.
Not
but I think Twitter, but I think TikTok and Instagram are things that these kinds of control are needed. And it's really good to hear that TikTok has been doing this. I haven't really known about it, and it's good that I'm getting to know about this and pretty much encourage that, oh yeah, actually now I can even tell my younger siblings and cousins that, oh yeah, TikTok is safe, and making sure that I'll be the parent in this case, making sure that all these parental controls are put just to ensure that they don't land on things that they shouldn't. But yes, for a parent, I think more parents need to know about these things. So I think platforms like TikTok and the likes need to be more vocal about it. You know, it just takes more than just releasing a press release. It takes more of doing a proper campaign, even if it means doing that campaign on TV, you know, because you're trying to reach the parents. You're not just trying to let the teenagers know. You know, so I think lack of knowledge is what has been the problem so far. We haven't known that these controls are there, and this is a challenge to TikTok and the likes. You can actually control what your kids are experiencing and what your kids are doing online.
I think for me personally, what I'll see as lucky is the children who are actually growing up right now with all these innovations already placed like on their laps. For us, you know, we had to like, we go to high school and then Facebook started and then MySpace or Twitter started. And our parents were not really as tech savvy to monitor what we were doing. So pretty much you were exposed to pretty much everything. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. Saroni can relate. So yeah, TikTok, good job. Good job for that. And I really, really hope that the new parents, the young parents, can actually take such measures, because it's inevitable for children to engage in social media, especially when they know about it from the age of like four. For us, we had to know them when we were like 13, because that's when it was actually starting. Yeah, and I think that pretty much concludes our conversation on online private data. Are you as paranoid as I am when it comes to online tracking? Or are you as casual as Saruni and Gloria and you want everything on your phone?
We're casual. We're not casual. We just probably have more knowledge and are a bit more understanding to how the world works. You see, you guys want things for free, but don't want to give advertisers a chance to be able to sell you things that they will actually get money from. You just want it to be free.
No, but we want accountability. That's actually what we want. Anyway,
we all want accountability, though. Yes, that's what I agree.
Really? Do you? Anyway, that covers it for our conversation. I'd say a special thanks to Gloria Chadota. I'm really hoping I'm pronouncing that second name right. Thanks so much, Gloria, for joining us. Yeah.
You got it.
Is that
right?
How
it's very rare for people the first time.
good for me. Special thanks to Gloria on she's a nurse and a TikToker. So if you want to consult her on how to make TikTok videos, she actually has over 180,000 followers on TikTok. So yeah, she's been there for some time and she knows all about it. We'll be linking her account, her profile to our description, so you can check out all that she does on TikTok. And yeah, you can actually consult her also on being a nurse and about the COVID-19 pandemic. Anyway, we've been recording this at home. So if you find any glitches in our audio, please forgive us. We are still trying to maintain social distance and keep safe in a bid to curb the COVID-19 pandemic that seems to be going nowhere. Hopefully it will. So Gloria, any last words before we finish our podcast?
I'm hoping in the near future, a lot of Kenyans actually realize TikTok is a very good platform to get very useful information, positive experience, just have fun and showcase your talent. And be able to put yourself out there in the global market without having to know someone. Just do you and have fun and get somewhere, and in the process, maybe make some money out of it. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate you guys. You're doing a good thing. And kudos.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting to join this conversation. Saruni, you're strong. You're pretty much a regular on this podcast. Do you have any last words?
Just say, guys, stay safe and take care of yourselves and enjoy life as well.
Oh, that's it from me. Remember, we are in every platform that you can find us that relates to podcasts: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, any other, Spotify. You can find us there and be sure to subscribe, share, like, rate our podcast, and even comment on our social media pages. At Gadgets Africa on every page, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram as well. That's it from me, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.